Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio, and you are now in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is Radio, the way it should be heard. Today is Wednesday, February the 27th, 2019. We have an outstanding show planned for you. And we're going to be dealing with the fundamentals of codification. But let me say this. I want to commend you, Mr. Fuller, and you, the listening audience, for your brilliant calls concerning words, what they mean. Your questions were on point on the show and off the show. The Gmails that I received were just outstanding, and we will have another show like that maybe next week. I'm not sure, but the questions were outstanding. You were really attentive, and you ask right in line the way that you're supposed to ask a question and continually ask questions. So I want to say thank you very much for paying attention. Thank you very much for doing what you did. Okay, now, codification, we're going to talk about, or the fundamentals of codification we are going to address today, along with a couple of other things before we get started. Let me give you the phone number, and please give me a chance to get started here. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call to get in contact with the show. You can also Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. You can go to the YouTube channel, and then, excuse me, and then all you have to do is type in the word Talktainment, and then type in the word radio, and then scroll down where it says Talktainment number 2, and you can view us and hear us. Hit the subscribe and like button right there. We would prefer you go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and just hit listen live, and you are right there. You don't have to do nothing else. And if you want to hear a replay of the whole show, you can go to Facebook.com/TalkTainment, and you are right there. Okay, got all of that out of the way. Let me introduce... to some and present to others, Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And as is our custom, we always would like to ask Mr. Fuller, good morning and how are you?
Good morning. I'm still learning.
Okay. Very good. Mr. Fuller, there have been several things in the news. There are things that are happening that are going on right now. But before we get started with at least three things I want to ask you, is there anything that you want to say that has come up, you've seen, want to take notice to, or notice that, or address before we get started?
Well, we left off on the last program talking about Make America Great Again.
Yes.
The use of those words. So I'll just cover that briefly.
Okay.
And then the people can start putting in their questions. Here again, since we were talking about words, just pay attention to the words, and rather than react to the words in a way that you think that You know, you have to be on guard against words. You just notice, you know, what you do is just pay attention to words. That's the codified manner. Just pay attention to words. Make America great again. So the procedure, according to the code, is whomever is using the words. Words don't mean anything until people make them mean something. So it always comes down, they're just a form of communication, they're just tools. So it always comes down to the procedure being when a person says something using words, and that's how they say things,
mm-hmm.
unless they use sign language, like use their hands and or something like that, the wink of an eye and whatnot, these are sent. These are messages that are being sent. But whomever is doing it, that's the person that should explain what it means. The wink of an eye, the move of the right hand, movement of the right hand, the movement of the left hand, a salute, you might say, whatever that might mean. You just simply ask the person, what does that salute? You just, what did you do? You move your hand toward me, I mean, like you were waving at me or something. What does that mean? And then the person is supposed to explain, because that's a form of communication. When you put it into words, the person will put into words the explanation for what the salute means. The person just waved their hand, or they were brushing away a fly. It could have been you misinterpreted what they were doing. They weren't saluting, they were brushing a fly away. So it's the same way with words. So poor words that have been kicked around a lot and made very controversial, make America great again. And some people have taken offense to these words. The code procedure is you don't take offense to a word. You ask the person what the word means. Any word. Doesn't make any difference what the combination of words are. That's the codified procedure. Just calm down and say, sir, whom, or ma'am, whomever's using the words, that's the person that will interpret what it means. So you say, you start, it's four words there, make America great again. So you start with the first word. Always start with the first word and then get that clarified before you move to the second word. That's the codified procedure in anything. Start with whatever is first and then don't move to the second. Whatever it is, whatever is in second place, until you take care of first. So you say make, all right? What do you mean by make? And don't help the person with the answer. Wait for the answer. You're going to make something? Okay, what is it you're going to make? All right, let's get that straight. You're making something. You know, something that wasn't there is now going to be here, I guess. I'll wait for you to tell me. And you say, make America. Now we're getting somewhere. I mean, big time. All right, after they explain what they mean by make. Make America. Okay, what's America? Let's talk about that. It might take 10, 15 days just to talk about what America is. All right? What this, you know, this whatever it is, whatever, you know, the person doing the talking, make America. Should explain in detail what that means, that word America means, and what it doesn't mean, okay? And everything about what it does mean, what it doesn't mean, what it could mean, what it definitely does not mean, under what circumstance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just go on and on and on until that's really clarified, all right? And then you say, okay, third word, great. What do you mean by great? Great how? You know, great in size, great in quality. What type of quality? Consistent of what? By doing what? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You might have 20 questions just on the word great after you clear up what you mean by America. And then you move on to again. What do you mean by again? That means that it's not something now that it was before, and what was it before? Whatever it was, I mean, and what is the it? You know, in what area of activity, if it had something to do with people activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, war. Okay, what is it you're going to make great? You know, make America great. And then you get to the last one. Again. Okay? So, you know, what do you mean by again? What is it now? Does it exist now? And if it exists, what is it that's been added or taken away? You know, if anything, explain it. And you just sit back and listen and record what is said.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't be any mix-up about what is said, okay? And it's the person who is doing the talking should be able to explain. But you just don't run up and knock a person's hat off because they have Make America Great Again or get into an argument or start name-calling. I mean, you haven't listened to the person's explanation. See, all this is communication. That's all it is. Get an understanding of what's being said.
Yes, sir.
And then talk about what's being said.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that I'd clear that up.
Yeah, and
how the last program
mm-hmm.
ended, you know,
yes.
Make America Great Again. Everybody's running around, I mean, you know, getting mad and throwing things and name-calling and whatnot. Just slow down and say, hey, you know.
Yes, sir.
I've got no problem with no words. I don't care what kind of words
mm-hmm.
they are.
Mm-hmm.
Just explain what they mean.
Yes.
And what they are supposed to mean. Now, here's the clincher. What they are supposed to mean to me. Explain that. All right?
Yes, sir. And I'm very happy that, or very pleased that you picked up from last week, because that was the last thing. So very good on your part for doing that to bring about clarity in our situation. A couple of things here. I was asked to ask you about your experience, or have you ever heard of the Green Book? Now, I have to admit, Mr. Fuller, the Negro Motorist Green Book. Now, I have to admit, I never heard of that before, but I did some research on that, and it was just outstanding, the information that was in there. So I was asked to ask you about that. I was asked to ask you about the sex trafficking scandals that have been going on, and that, and this is all contingent upon if we have time. And then the evidence has been showing that the drug companies are in cahoots, charging people higher prices for their medicines basically for the benefit of their shareholders in order to boost their profits. And then lastly, as always, you made mention of the white male anus, which always generates thousands of questions or emails that I get, that some of them I can't get to, but we're going to have to address that, because every time you bring that up, a lot of people have a lot to say. Now, before I go to a station break, let me take this phone call. Line one. Okay. Line number one. What is your question for Mr. Fuller? Quickly, please.
Hey, Mr. Fuller, I was debating with a suspected white supremacist about the Confederate Army and the slaves that participated in this Confederate War, and the topic of reparations came up, and basically he went on to say that Africans sold us to the Europeans, so they are the ones that should pay us reparations. So I know we, according to the code, we aren't supposed to use words like coon or sambo, but I was starting to think, is our condition permanent based on not being able to, you know, call the sellouts or people that sold us out coons? How do we, I'm trying to make sense, but how do we separate that? Because I run into that quite a lot, where when you debate a suspected white supremacist, they'll say, well, your people sold you. So, I mean, am I making sense? It just seems like you say, according to the code, we can't call another a fellow prisoner a coon or a Sambo. So, how do we go about, can we progress with these types of prisoners in the way of progress by being, I understand we are all contributors to the system of white supremacy, but, you know, it seems like some prisoners of war are more willing to contribute, blatantly willing, almost like the Steve Harvey type.
Okay, excuse me. What is your question, sir, so that Mr. Fuller could address it?
Basically, is our condition permanent based on, you know, can we separate from, I hate to call them coons, but are we allowed to separate from that? Well, and I know he doesn't even like to use the word separate, but like I said, I was debating a suspected white supremacist, and he threw up consistently that our people sold us to them. So therefore, we aren't entitled to anything. We should take it up with each other.
Okay, Mr. Fuller?
The code goes right to the point. That's what codification is supposed to do. So just don't go around in a huge, wide circle. Try to avoid that as much as you possibly can. And try to avoid debates. You can have a conversation, but make that conversation as short as you possibly can by cutting down on the number of things that go into the conversation. So you try to frame it in such a way that you get to the point as fast as you possibly can and as efficiently as you possibly can that will do what? That will come up with a solution to a problem as fast as you can. So you just look at it. First of all, you frame the problem. What is the problem? The problem is, by asking a question, is there now in place, right this minute, a system of white supremacy? Does it exist right this minute? Yes or no? Now, if the answer is yes, then the next question is, should it exist? Rather than have a system of justice, you have a system of white supremacy. So should white supremacy be a system that's in place now rather than a system of justice? Yes or no? See, everything is about questions and answers, not a long, drawn-out intellectual exercise. Codification is not about that. Codification is about slam dunking, all right? Either you have a system of white supremacy in place now or you don't, no matter how it got there. You have it in place now, all right? We can talk about how it got there after everything is all settled and everybody's squared away, everybody's doing fine. Then we can have a historical debate, okay? I mean, for fun or whatever, all right? You can have leisure in doing that. But take care of business right up front that needs to be taken care of immediately. That's what codification is about, what needs to be done now, okay? Everything is about now. Now, N-O-W, now, okay, regardless of what, who did what, who said what to who crossed what river, who built the pyramids, no, none of that. Hey, we're talking about, do we have a problem now, and what is the problem? And so the code takes the position, the problem is a system of white supremacy is in place, and it should be replaced with a system of justice. Now, the issue is, how do you go about doing that? Okay? So that should be the frame of reference in every discussion, not only in Black History Month, but every day. How do you produce a system of justice, even if you don't mention racism at all? The objective is a system of justice, which means what? Guaranteeing that no person is mistreated. Doesn't make any difference how many people were mistreated and who did what 10,000 years ago or 100 years ago or 400 years ago. That makes for a nice, long exercise debate. But see, we're not having this is 2019. Everything is urgent now. long drawn out debates should be something of the past. It's about coming up with fast solutions, bullet fast, to every problem that the people on this planet are facing right now. Nothing else. Right now. The world has been messed up as far back as anybody can remember. As far as recorded history, everything that you read in history books, it's all messed up. All of it. Not some of it. All of it. And that's why you have the mess now.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is about doing things right now.
Right now.
So you put it in that, hey, and so this is just the codified response that I'm giving. Get centered about what you're trying to do.
Yes.
So that comes under two words, constructive, non-constructive.
Mm-hmm.
So you just simply say, as of today, sir or ma'am, when you're talking to white people or
yes,
any
sir.
Other people.
Yes, sir.
You got nine areas of activity. What's the most constructive thing to do in each one of those nine areas right now?
Right now.
Right now. All right. And what's most the most non-constructive things that you got to watch out for not to do? Because everything is about what's constructive and what's non-constructive that applies to everybody on the planet right this minute, right now. And you want to make everything constructive, including your conversations.
Absolutely.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Fuller, before I take this break, you have been around here for a little while, that is, on this planet, and you know things that I don't know, and probably most of us don't know, but in your travels in this concept called I call them the States United now, you have traveled. Now, do you remember or have you ever heard of the Green Book? And as you traveled, did you understand, if you use this Green Book or ever heard of it, did you understand what you had to do?
I was a part of it. I had several copies of it, because there weren't many that were distributed,
mm-hmm.
to my knowledge. I was trying to get copies, on a yearly basis,
mm-hmm.
because I heard that they came out every year or something like that.
Yes.
But I couldn't get a copy. I was maybe about 15 years old, but I had one or two copies of the Green Book,
mm-hmm.
okay? And the reason I had it is because my progenitors, Neely Fuller Sr., had his business in the Green Book, okay, at that time. People's Hotel and Cafe, 316 North 2nd Street, Muskogee, Oklahoma. That's a place where people could stay one block from what we call the Katy, MKT, train station. You know, so my progenitor, Neely Fuller Sr., he had a cafe all night. The name of it was People's Hotel and Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Never closed. He told me, as a youngster, he said, "You see that sign out there?" He said, "That sign stays on at night. You know, every night is never out." He said, "This is a 24-hour hotel and cafe. 47 rooms, that's what we had."
Yes, sir.
All right? I'm talking about what I experienced.
Yes, sir.
All right? For my first 15, 20 years on this planet. Okay, I was dishwasher, waiter, bed maker, runner, everything in my father's businesses. Okay? He had six businesses at one time, at the same time. On North 2nd Street, all on the same street. This is a historical record. But the main business he had was the hotel and cafe.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Stayed up 24 hours a day, never closed. All right. Never. The hotel didn't close. The cafe didn't close. Anytime any black people came through there and they looked in that Green Book, since that's what we're talking about, or they heard it by word of mouth, because most likely they didn't have a Green Book. It wasn't that many distributed, according to, they were hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
why was it necessary for a green book, which is something that I didn't know. I know now.
You went through a strange town, I mean, and got off the train, or had to have a layover and something like that, and you were colored. You don't wander around. You better know where you're going.
Because the white supremacists would, well, we also talked about, I think we call them sundown towns.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yes, sir. You walk out of that bus station or that train station and start wandering around on the street at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, you're talking about being like in a death camp. I mean, anything might happen to you. I mean, not somebody robbing you, but from a white person who sees you.
You wow.
know, what is that Negro doing in this town?
Wow.
All right? We don't have any of those people in this town. This is a sundown town.
Mm.
All right? So, the Green Book told you, hey, don't get off that train in this town. All right?
So the Green Book pointed out which
right.
was safe.
The Green Book would point it out. Now, that train is rolling.
Yes, sir.
The white people got off with their umbrellas and whatnot and their suitcases and all like
mm-hmm.
that. But if you got a Green Book and you look and you say, oh, my goodness, I can't, you know, I'd like to get off this train and stay overnight, because trains moved slow back in those days,
mm-hmm.
and find a hotel or a rooming house to stay. But, hey, this is a sundown town. I can't stop here, you know. So you stayed on that train, even if the train sat there all night.
Yeah.
Oops. Stayed on that train, or you went into the station, and if they had a place. But if you didn't have a place for color in the train station, you sat out there by the railroad tracks and laid on the ground. I mean, male, female, children, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because they didn't have a section for colored in that particular place.
Okay, wow.
So that's where you stayed. If it started raining, I mean, hey, you just got rained on, that's all, till mm-hmm. the next train came.
Yes.
See, so this Green Book was to show a black person, say, who's leaving New York and hadn't had that experience, and he's going to Alabama. Best he and his missus and his whomever's going with him, if they had a Green Book, that helped out a whole lot.
Yes.
So that Green Book would say, now you can, when you get to a certain town in South Carolina, and they would name the town in the Green Book, and they say, go to such and such an address and ask for Miss Allen.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And you go up there at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, all tired and dusty
mm-hmm.
and whatnot, and knock on Miss Allen's door, and she said, oh, you all, okay, come
mm-hmm,
on in.
Mm-hmm,
well, where
mm-hmm.
did you get my name? Say, well, we got your name out of the Green Book. And she might ask, well, what's that? Say, well, it named you as a place where we could stop in this town overnight and get room and board.
Mm.
And that you had two rooms here in the back.
Yes, sir.
So,
yeah.
So you went back there, and she showed you the two rooms. And
yes.
And that's where you could stay.
Mm-hmm. That was pointed out to me because I didn't understand that it was very unsafe for black people to travel back in that time because of what white supremacists did, which to them, you know, that made America great because they had places that they can go and were accepted. But I had heard the stories that you had just mentioned that it was very, very unsafe for black people, or as they were called Negroes, we were called Negroes back in them days, to travel because we could get killed.
Could leave New York thinking that you're going on a happy trip to visit some of your distant relatives in Georgia and whatnot, and nobody never heard of you again, period.
Period, wow.
I mean.
All righty. Okay, TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go. All you have to do is download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We got the phone lines coming up. We got the sex trafficking scandals, evidence that shows drug companies are just charging just outrageous rates. And then that question that Neely Fuller addresses, the white male anus, has just prompted a lot of questions. That and so much more on the TalkTainmentRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Ready to warm up from this cold weather? Cruise Planners will help you find the perfect vacation spot. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, the Caribbean to Las Vegas to Disneyland, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Sex Code War by Kahari and Aharo. The author of the Essence Magazine bestseller, Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Hello? Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals, or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablets. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. You can call in at 1-877-932-9766. Today is Wednesday, the 27th, already, the 27th of February, 2019. Now, our show topic is the fundamentals of codification, but we've had so many questions, and we did a review a little bit of last week, and Mr. Fuller explained in detail and gave his opinion on, I guess the term was brought up, what does MAGA mean, making America great again. What I did fail to mention concerning this week is that we have some shows here at TalkTainmentRadio.com that you would be interested in. The Wellness Spot by Tanya Karen, Everlasting Life by Michelle Vanell, and It's Your Time to Travel by Ricky Tice. Now, those shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. I didn't mention them in the first hour because we got so tied up. But all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on programs, and there they are, all the programs that we have. Give them a listen, and you'll be glad you did. But right now, let's see, phone line number one? Oh, okay. Right now, Mr. Fuller, one of the questions that came up simply this. This is from the Gmails. It says, every day there's an attack on black male masculinity, not only by the usual suspects, but by their Negro collaborators who in their online publications refer to black men as the white supremacists of the black race. And as practicing this term, they call toxic masculinity. Years ago, I'd be the white supremacist males and females doing this. Now it's the LGBTQIA community. I didn't know there was two more letters added to that. Feminists of all races, a number of black women, and even some black males attacking us. And just the other day, like you, Mr. Fuller, predicted decades ago, they're going to have black men in dresses. Well, I don't know if you saw it, but there was a black male actor who got best dressed praises on the Oscars red carpet for wearing one. So my question is, now that we're in an era where it is considered a crime to be heterosexual masculine male, how should we deal with these constant attacks on us that's coming from all sides, including from our own community?
Establish the legitimacy of another addition. Since we're just making additions now, I have on a number of pages in the Compensatory Counter-Racist Code, revised expanded edition, in the sex section, I said all of the different types of sexuality, or varieties of sexuality, or diversified sexuality, or whatever people want to call it, whatever the white supremacists are calling it, and because they are promoting it among the non-white people of the planet, and according to what I have written in my assessment of it, And based on logic and based on what they're actually doing, according to evidence, it could be hundreds of categories. See, I came up with something like, just as an example, bovina sexual and whatnot, canina sexual, people that have sex with cows, people, you know, it could sound absurd, but it's now getting into the absurd era. It's really getting off the hook, all right? But people are just taking for granted this is all just fine. I mean, you know, what, hey, you know, come one, come all. Sexuality can be anything. I mean, in fact, there's no such thing as sexuality. This just bothers this whole idea of sexuality altogether. Mm-hmm. Let's just call it an activity, all right? It may come to that. I don't know what the white supremacists have in mind, but you better believe it, that they have in mind that what they're going to do is great harm to non-white people throughout this entire planet through the area of what is traditionally called sex. Mm-hmm. They got a whole plan for absolutely being 100% destructive when it comes to anything dealing with the sexuality of the black people of this entire planet. This is the white supremacist plan, period. They don't have any other plan. I mean, and I want to emphasize that. So how do you counteract it? Well, you add another category, the counter-racist sexual, not the counter-sexual, the counter-racist sexual.
Yes, sir.
That would be the category of male, black male, or non-white male with non-white female, and stick with it. And we want that to be the prima donna category. Mm-hmm. If you're going to have one, you know, all the categories are going to be said to be equal, but we are going to go with the route of counter-racist sexuality, meaning you're against racism and you're for sexuality with male, with female, non-white, in order to do what? To counter white supremacy, all right? And to evolve eventually into universal man with, about, and for universal woman. That's where the non-white people should go. See, now, the people will say that this is all homophobic and all like that. No, it isn't. Because you're saying white people, you know, and every black person should say this, white people should just go ahead and do whatever they want to. I mean, where white people are concerned. I mean, if they want to mate with anything, mate with trees or whatever, just go ahead. I mean, hey, do it up. I mean, have it everywhere. Satisfy yourselves.
Mm.
But non-white people are in a subordinate category. We need all the strength we can get, all right, because we have been denied strength. So they can call it Johnny Come Lately, that is old-fashioned, the male-female thing. I mean, it's obsolete and all like that. But we're going to have to go through that route in order to get to where we need to go. And that is universal man and universal woman. And if white people are not on board with that, well, that's their choice.
Yes.
They don't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to get on board with it.
Mm-hmm.
So see, you know, the only thing I've been called since I've been doing this, I was told once that I was spreading hate, and then that statement was withdrawn.
Okay.
Within a few minutes,
mm-hmm.
all right, of the person who said it. It was a white lady who made the statement. She said, you know, Mr. Fuller, you are spreading hate. And I said, okay, let's talk about that, because I'm not supposed to be spreading hate.
Right.
Okay, so, you know, no, why? You know, what do you mean by spreading hate? What am I doing to spread hate? You know, I'm trying to get rid of hate.
Yes.
You know, as far as... you know, I might hate something that needs to be hated, like non-justice, but I don't even hate non-justice. I just say get rid of it because it's non-productive.
Yes, sir.
It's not the way people should be.
Mm-hmm.
People should treat each other correctly, all right, and help them.
Okay.
So the lady withdrew that statement.
I see.
Now, the other time was in the early 1990s, two white males said, when I was making a speech, they came down, the aisle, and they yelled out in the middle of what I was saying. I was making a code talk, and they said, "You are homophobic." And rather than, you know, and some people looked around alarmed and all like that, but I wasn't alarmed. You know, you have to be ready for these things, so according to the code. So I told them to come forward and make their case, but they ran out of the place.
Okay.
The minute they said it, okay, so I didn't get a chance to talk about it.
Okay.
But first of all, what is homophobic? See, you hear this term being thrown around, but the reason I'm saying this is the only time I've had any opposition from anybody in anything that I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
Just on two occasions.
Two occasions, okay.
All right. And neither occasion a case was made.
Okay.
See, because codification is about making your case.
Making your case.
See what I mean? So I'm making a case for counter-racist sexuality.
Okay.
That's the category.
Right.
All right.
Okay, now, before we talk about your book, do you know what the IA stands for in the LBGTQ area? I didn't know that.
I have no idea because I don't even know what the other categories are.
Okay.
I have no idea about what gay is and how gay is different from bi or lesbian. I've had nobody explain all these details to me.
Okay.
These are just, you know, to me it's just a bunch of confusion. Okay. And that's what I'm calling it right now.
Okay.
As far as Neely Fuller's concerned, because I am confused.
Alrighty.
Codification is about getting rid of confusion.
Alrighty.
Of all types. There'll be no confusion in anything.
Alrighty.
In any area of activity, not for 5 minutes.
Okay, let's do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. And if you would like to get in contact with this show, as some of you are, 1-877-932-9766. But before I take your call, and hold on, caller, we have to have Mr. Fuller speak briefly about his book. Mr. Fuller, go ahead, please.
You can get the book by going to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of a basic textbook and an addition to the basic textbook called a Compensatory Counter-Racist Codified Word Guide. It's about using words, like what we have been doing on this program, using words. And it's about asking questions.
Yes.
About every word that is used. Say, for example, we have mentioned something like LGBTQ and whatnot. See, so, for example, that term is not in the book, by the way. If I recall, I didn't add that because it's recent, relatively recent. And I don't know what the words mean, but it does, what the code book does say, anytime anybody uses any type of term, and if they're going to use LGBTQ, for example, whomever's doing the talking, first of all, before you start having a long, drawn-out discussion and going back and forth about pros and cons and the details, first of all, get the definition straight. What do you mean by L?
Yes.
What does L mean? What does G mean? And you want fine details about what each one of those categories mean in every area of activity and what makes one different from the other. I mean, with razor-sharp clarity, that's what you want. You don't want any confusion, all right, if you're going to use those terms. But the code book covers things like, what do you mean when you say America? What is America? What is Africa? What is Asia? What's the difference between Asia and Africa? See what I mean? These questions should be raised, all right? I mean, and when? And where? And under what circumstance? And according to whom? Okay? According to whom? What is America? According to whom? When? Where? In what area of activity? What is America? What is anti-American? When do you know that you are anti-American? When do you know that you are pro-American? See, all these questions should be asked and answered. The use of words is a word guide. So go to producejustice.com. justice.com, and you can get the basic textbook, and you can get the word guide, or you can just get the basic textbook alone without the word guide. And also there's an original copy there that people ask, some people who want to go back and get the 1984 edition. So I have that there too at producejustice.com. Now some people want the original for what reason, I don't know. Hello?
Yeah, we're still here.
I hear a buzzer there.
That's okay. Yeah, that's all right. Go ahead, Mr. Fuller.
All right. Okay. But go to producejustice.com. Uh-huh.
All righty. All righty. Let's see if we can address that. Is the caller still on?
That beefing?
Yeah. Okay, caller, go ahead with Mr. Fuller. What is your question? Go ahead, caller. Oh, okay. Caller's not on. Okay, sorry about that. I guess the caller hung up there, but that's okay. Oh, wait a minute. They can call back. Caller, you can call back, and we'll get you on with Mr. Fuller. But anyway, you go to producejustice.com to get him. Okay, producejustice.com. You can get the book. Okay, caller, go ahead. You're on with Mr. Fuller.
Good morning, Mr. Neely Fuller. I was wondering if you had a chance to see a movie called Come Sunday.
No, sir.
Well, I would like to suggest you get a chance to watch that movie. It's based on a true story about a black preacher, and it confirms everything you said about the system of racism, white supremacy being the strongest religion on the planet. It's a movie called Come Sunday on Netflix now. I'm not sure if you have it, but it explains everything. It confirms everything you said about white supremacy being the strongest religion. So I just wanted to let you know that hopefully you can check that out. That's all.
Thank you for the information.
Yeah, what is the name of that again?
It's called Come Sunday.
Come Sunday.
C-O-M-E
okay.
Sunday.
Come Sunday. All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, caller. Okay, Mr. Fuller, it says from our Gmails, it says, could you ask Mr. Fuller, what are the fundamentals of codification? Please describe codification step by step. Mr. Fuller has said that you can't make sense of an insane system that is based on insanity. Mr. Fuller has also said that if you try to make sense of a system that is designed not to make sense, the attempt will drive further into confusion. So the question is, what is codification, or describe what codification is, Mr. Fuller? Now, I have my copy, and I'm sure you do, of what you meant by codify on page 55 of the of the word guide. You have it right here. But what are the fundamentals of codification?
Well, I'm going to make it real simple.
Okay.
So it'll be real clear as best I possibly can. Codification just means getting things done in the best possible manner that will have the most constructive result. That's all codification is. Getting things done, problem solving. Because if you're getting things done, usually when you're trying to get something done, you're solving a problem, even though you may not look at it like a problem. But if it's something that needs doing, it's a problem. Okay? So getting things done in every area of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. You want to solve all the problems in every area of activity without leaving anything out. That's codification. Have a code of what to say and what to do when it comes to a problem in any of those areas of activity, a problem of economics, a problem of education, a problem of sex or religion or law. You want to do the best possible thing.
Yes, sir.
And you divide everything into two categories. This is very important. Constructive, non-constructive.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as in between. Every move that you make, each and every day, and everything that you do and say,
Yes.
It's supposed to have a constructive effect. If it doesn't, that's anti-code.
Okay.
It's supposed to have a constructive effect. If it doesn't, it is counter-code, anti-code.
Anti-code.
Code means that which works to solve problems.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Well, Victor Palmer, there you have it. Here's another question, Mr. Fuller, from Samantha in Arizona. She said this: can you ask Mr. Fuller if he would be an advisor if requested by the U.S. House of Representatives, Senate, and C-SPAN 1 or C-SPAN 2 to initiate discussions on, or rather discussions and initiate reparation measures throughout the history of enslavement in America?
In answer to the question, I would just say, because a lot of words were used, I mean, in slavery in America and whatnot, the code position is slavery is slavery. I mean, and non-white people are enslaved all over the planet. We come under the slave system called the system of white supremacy, planet-wise. We can't solve this race problem without talking about planet. The entire planet called Earth.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not including the entire planet, you're not solving the race problem. There's no such thing as racism in America. That's a contradiction anyway. Because in America, if there was an America, there wouldn't be racism. See, so we're talking about definitions according to the code. America means justice. Africa means justice. Asia means justice. Based on what, Fuller? Based on logic. I mean, you wouldn't have an America without justice, or an Africa without justice,
mm-hmm.
or an Asia without justice. So since justice doesn't exist, what does that mean mathematically? If justice does not exist and America is synonymous with justice, it means the same as justice. Africa means the same as justice. And Asia means the same as justice. And so if you don't have justice nowhere on this planet, what does that mean mathematically? That you don't have America, you don't have Africa, and you don't have Asia. Well, you say, you got places that are called that. Yes, but they're called by incorrect names because people are not practicing justice anywhere on this planet. So in answer to the question, the way that I would approach it to a Congress or any group or anything like that, I say get the code book and get the words straight first. Because you're going to have to start off saying America doesn't exist. That's an idea that everybody should be trying to bring into existence. And also another idea called Africa and Asia. They don't exist either. Because African people, Asian people, and American people are people who practice justice.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody on this planet called Earth can practice justice in a system of white supremacy, which is the world government of this entire planet. Now, that's either true or false. You can't have justice in the system of white supremacy, which means it's impossible to have a place or a people called Americans, Africans, or Asians on a planet where you have white supremacy.
Okay.
It's absolutely impossible.
Impossible. We have to leave it right there for this hour. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. That is radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for the second hour of the compensatory concept on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.